Look up on the screen. We're going to turn to the book of Colossians and look at verses 9 through 14. Again, Colossians chapter 9, or chapter 1, starting with verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asked God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing good fruit, or bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of the light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let's pray. Father God, we come before You this day and we thank You. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for redemption and forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we thank You that You do fill us with Your Holy Spirit and with Your knowledge. And Lord, we ask that You would help us to truly be joyful in our thanksgiving as we come before You this day and each day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is a prayer that's being prayed, if you would, or a discussion of a prayer that Paul has for the people in Colossians. He says that for this reason, since that day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Okay, he's talking about their love, about the Colossians. And when I read this, the thing that I first focused on was, Thanksgiving was the Thanksgiving phrase. I went down here and I saw this phrase that, verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints. That's preceded by the word joyfully giving thanks. So we're supposed to joyfully be giving thanks to the Father. And that's what we're supposed to be doing here. And that's the encouragement that Paul is giving, is to joyfully give thanks to the Father. But how are they supposed to do this? I had to back up, and I came to that part where it talks about what Paul is praying for. He's praying that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will, and that this would happen through spiritual understanding and spiritual wisdom. You know what spiritual wisdom is and spiritual understanding? That's something different than man's wisdom and man's understanding. Okay, in man's wisdom, if I want to pay all my bills, I better make sure that when I get my check, I set aside the money for my bills first and pay those. Well, in spiritual understanding, God tells us that if I want to meet my bills and meet all my needs, that I need to not set aside for my bills first, but I need to set aside for God first. Okay, that's a lesson that is a spiritual lesson. And it doesn't make sense to man when we look at it just like this. But what you'll find is it's a truth that is spiritual, that works whether you understand it or not. We see this in corporate America who, they wouldn't give money away unless it benefited them, their company. If it didn't bless their company to give money away, they would not do so. They have stockholders they must answer to who say, why aren't you making a larger profit? You're giving my money away. They could say, you know what? When we do this, we do better. We don't know why this is, but when we give away this little bit, that's one example of spiritual wisdom. Okay? I don't want to get too caught up in that, because we're not teaching stewardship right now, but That idea, that's one example of, in man's wisdom, it doesn't make sense. But in God, that spiritual wisdom, we know it to be a truth. I have lived it. I didn't have enough to get by on. So what I do with the first money I got, every time I received money, I took that first 10% and put it in the offering plate. And you know what? We made our bills. We covered our house. We did everything we needed. Didn't always do it right on time, but we got it all taken care of. God did indeed provide. So that spiritual wisdom, that spiritual truth, that understanding of God's will and following it and not man's, it only comes through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. The Scripture tells us that we can never truly understand God's Word until the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and illuminates it for us. It's kind of like we're walking around this dark fog, and that with the Holy Spirit comes this flashlight that shines in the Word of God and says, read it and we go, oh, that's what it means. So that's what Paul's praying here, that we would have that type of understanding. So that we might be able to live a life worthy of the Lord, that is, pleasing Him, bearing good fruit, doing good works, growing in the knowledge, that is, a deeper relationship with Christ. When we live in a relationship, growing in knowledge, you know, we need to understand that growing in knowledge here doesn't mean just, again, that intellectual knowledge. It's when you, the word that's used here is more of when you know something, it's relational. You're intimately involved with it. Just like when they use the word believe, it's not an intellectual thing. It requires action. This knowledge is really an action word. We're looking at this and we're seeing this knowledge. We're to grow in the knowledge that our relationship with God is to deepen. Our relationship with Christ. And for this reason, God strengthens us. To have great endurance, great patience. Hold it. In order for me to do good works for God, in order for me to please God, in order for me to have a better knowledge of God and a better relationship with Him, I need great patience and endurance. I don't know about you, but those are two words that scare me. Endurance. Well, that means we got to go for the long haul. It's not just quick and easy. It's not just, okay, you know, okay, we'll be done with this job in 20 minutes. No, it might be 20 years. When I came here to be pastor, I knew this was going to be an endurance gig. It wasn't one that I was going to come in and everything was going to happen over, you know, 1 year I'd be in and the church would be up on its feet, everything going great, and then I'd be moving on someplace else or something like that. No, I knew I was here for the long haul. It was an endurance. A marriage is meant for endurance. Our relationship with God is meant for endurance. You know what a long-distance runner does? They talk about running. They talk about hitting the wall. It's not a physical wall, but it's real. Ask any runner, they'll tell you about it. Why? Because they've come to the point where they really can't, the muscles on their own can't do it, but their will to persevere, their endurance, they say, no, I'm going to go, and they push their body farther than the body itself is willing and of its own able to go. And that's the same thing we're supposed to do spiritually. Now, what scares me even more with this, besides the endurance and patience, which, of course, you know, I'm not a patient person. You know, I like my McDonald's to be served. When I go to McDonald's or Burger King, you know, I say, you know, I'd like a Whopper, and where's my Whopper? I just asked for it. Where is it? You know, it's been 20 seconds now. Where? I get like that. You know, get online, click the button. Where's the page? You know, If it takes more than 5 seconds for a page to download, I'm out of there. You know, I won't do it. Patience. But yet God telling us we're supposed to have great patience, not great endurance and great patience, for the whole purpose of giving us joy in our thanksgiving. That's where I've been going with this whole thing. Okay, these words are coupled with joy and thanksgiving. This requires spiritual understanding. Because we have words which, when I first look at them, don't belong together. Great patience, great endurance, to my mind, worldly understanding, are not coupled with joyful thanksgiving. At least not for me. Joyful thanksgiving. I'm supposed to have great patience. Usually what I found is if I need great patience, that means I'm in trying times. I don't know about you, I don't like trying times. Okay? When do you need patience? When you're getting impatient, you're getting angry. Yeah. Well, no, you've got to pray for patience, you've got to be calm. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is something that the Lord gives us. It's a gift. But it needs to be cultivated and grown in our life. It just doesn't come like that. It takes time. See, getting patience takes time. Okay. But there we go. Great patience. We're not even just supposed to have a little bit of patience, but great patience. So that we can have this attitude of gratitude that would give us, that would lead us to joyfully giving thanks to the Father for all things. Now, we need to remember that the word joy and joyful isn't the same thing as happy. Joy means is beyond the environment. Happiness, if I say I'm happy, that means, you know, I'm content with what's going on here. I'm pleased with it. Whereas joy literally means that it's a sense of satisfaction and delight, and it's not affected by one's circumstances. That's how we can be joyful in sorrow. That's how we can be joyful in the midst of tragedy. That's how we can be joyful in the midst of the mundane. And what Paul has been directing us to do here is that we need to be joyful in thanksgiving, giving thanks to the Father. We have plenty of reasons to be thankful. He goes through those reasons of salvation, being members of the kingdom of God and His family. But what we need to understand is that we need to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit of patience and endurance so that we can have joy. Because life isn't going to be easy. You know, you've all heard the phrase, and some of you might have even heard the song. It's an old one, "I Never Promised You a Rose Garden." You know, the younger kids never heard that song, so... the truth is, the Lord promised us that we would indeed be persecuted, that we would suffer trials and tribulations. And that for as much as He was persecuted, we would be persecuted even more. But He has told us that we need to, in all things, be joyful, giving thanks to the Father. And that's going to require endurance and patience. People, that's where I've been this week. I have been on the patience, requiring great patience and great endurance. Many of you might be on that same treadmill this week. Thursday we had Thanksgiving. I personally have been involved with three families who've lost loved ones this last week. And when I minister to a family, I don't do it from afar. I enter in. And that requires great patience and great endurance. so that we can joyfully thank God for His blessings. See, the enemy wants us to be looking down. And if we are living with happiness as our guidelines, with happiness as the measure of where we're at, what we'll find is that we're easily become downcast, that we easily look away from God and look to our troubles and our problems. But when we use joy, which again is satisfaction and delight, it's not affected by one's circumstance, then we can raise our head even in times of trouble. Satisfaction, delight. Satisfaction, delight in what? Again, here's the spiritual understanding and wisdom. It's satisfaction and delight. First, I am satisfied with where the Lord has put me at this time, at this place, because I trust Him and know that He is God. He is sovereign. And while it might be a difficult spot for me, He has prepared me to be in that spot. He has. Sometimes I don't always follow what He's told me to do, and then I suffer the consequences for that. But He has put me where He has at the time for that reason. And I need to be satisfied with that. Not saying, well, I wish I was somewhere else. I need to recognize God's sovereignty and wisdom and purpose and find satisfaction in that. And also delight. And what delight? Well, delight in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is always present. Even when I cannot see Him, sense Him, feel Him, He's there. He never leaves nor forsakes me. Or you. Or any of us. He is always present. So, my attitude is that of joy. That is spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. Where even in the midst of great difficulties, I can raise my face to God and say, thank you, Father. Even as I'm dealing with emotional, physical, whatever pain it might be before me that day, whether it be mine or somebody else's, or maybe a combination. You too. This is what is available for each of us. We can have this joy. This is the attitude we're supposed to have. As children of God, if we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit has come to live and reside within us. That means we are entitled to all the rights of the children of the King, as children of the Kingdom of God. Because when He does that, He seals us with the Holy Spirit and He receives us into His family. So all the blessings are there. Our sins have been forgiven. And that we should delight in that. We should find delight in those blessings. And that knowledge that grows deeper as our relationship with Christ grows deeper. And then we can lift our faces with joy. Whether the times are happy or whether the times are sad. No matter the circumstances, we can praise our Father in heaven. This is indeed Thanksgiving weekend. We have bracketed this Thursday, which our nation has set aside for Thanksgiving, by two special services dedicated to thanking and praising our Lord. And I would just encourage you this morning to lift your face to God and say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings. To do it, not grudgingly, but joyfully. remembering that joy comes from satisfaction with your place with God. How can you not be satisfied as a child of God? Well, if you don't consider yourself a child of God or think of yourself in that way, it's easy not to be satisfied. That's how. But if you think of yourself as a loved child of God, you can indeed be satisfied. And how can you delight? Well, how can you not delight in the presence of the Holy Spirit within your own heart? God there. And His blessings all around. How can you not delight that you can talk to God the Father in heaven by calling Him Abba, Daddy? So let us praise our Lord in heaven. Let us praise the Son. Let us praise Him, the three in one. Might we praise Him, give Him thanks with joy that comes from great endurance and great patience. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your love. I ask that You would help us each one today to see with spiritual insight the truths that You have for us, that we would indeed each one grow closer to You just as Paul has directed. Lord, that we would grow closer to You, that our joy might grow, our sense of satisfaction be deeper, our delight be greater. Because it doesn't depend on circumstances. It is indeed a gift of the Holy Spirit which You give to us as Your most loved children. Lord, might we cultivate this joy and cause it to grow like any other fruit of the garden. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.